Hello, Mind Meatheads. It's Mick Meredith here. I'm sitting on the Pacific Eden, one of the fine P&O cruise ships, heading down to Melbourne, then to Hobart, and then flying home on Friday. It's a Monday evening. I think this is my... it could be the first one of the year. It might not be the first one of the year. I'm sure I've done one this year, Mind Meat. But I am cruising down to... I've got to stop going. I'm doing two other podcasts at the moment. I've bought back the Unhinged podcast, which is now the Unhinged Uncast, because all these other people decided to call their podcast Unhinged. That's with comedian Julia Wilson. If you want to check that one out, we've done about three this year. I'm also doing one with my partner, Kathy Blanter. Our other one is called, Date Night Dilemma. So I've been very busy with podcasts, and this one's been on the back burner. It's my own little personal podcast. We're going to have a little bit of a bitch and a whinge and try out some material and just treat you like a little open mic audience for me. And as usual, I... what am I doing? Fucking hell, I'm very unorganized here. Yes, big word. Let's just do big word. Big word of this podcast is Borborygmus. Borborygmus, meaning the rumbling and grumblings your stomach makes when things move inside your intestines, usually a foreshadowing of things to come. And I've been crooking the guts, I'll explain that to you in the podcast. The practical application of Borborygmus is, God, Carol, I think you should cool it on the chili, or at least that's what your Borborygmus seems to be screaming at you. Am I right? Anyway, that's the big word of the week, Borborygmus. Let's get into the podcast. Oh, and as usual, as I've done over the last 12 months, or however long this podcast has been going, international language of this podcast is Kazakhstan. Kazakh. And hello in Kazakhstan is Salim. Salim. So, Salim to all the Kazakhstan Mind Meat listeners out there. So I am heading down to Melbourne and Hobart at the moment on a very rocky Pacific Eden. I've done quite a few cruises. I think this is my third cruise of the year. It's my first cruise on my own. The first two were comedy cruises, so you get to hang out with dudes and girls from the comedy industry, and you don't have time to do a Mind Meat podcast. Actually, probably should have done some interviews, as I work with some very, very cool people. On the last cruise in particular, we went from Sydney to Auckland on the Pacific Pearl. Probably the roughest cruise, wave-wise, I've ever been on in 11 years. Been doing since 2006, and that was a very rough cruise. It was spent with good people, Sean Woodland, Bob Down, which I've done a few cruises with now. Lovely guy who just got married. Congratulations to Bob and Stefan. And they got married in San Francisco because you fucking can't get married here, which is fucking ridiculous. Yes, I'm all for marriage equality in this country, and we are very much behind the times with not having marriage equality in this country. If you don't like that, then we can debate that. But that's my thoughts on the matter. I have a gay sister, wonderful person. a dear family member to me, and I'm sure she'd probably like to be married as well to her partner, who she's been together with over a decade. But yeah, congratulations to Bob Down on Mark Trevorrow, Hema and Stefan, who got married in San Francisco recently. So that was fun to do that cruise with him. Also, I got to meet Rebecca De Unamuno, the improv lady who I've never ever met in all my time. And she's a lovely girl. We really hit it off. Charming, charming human being. Very funny, and became mates and buddies, and hope to hang out with her soon. So check her out. She's I'm sure she's doing gigs around town, around Australia. And last but not least, Rusty Bertha, which was one half of the Scared Weird Little Guys, who was probably one of my influences in getting into comedy. So it was great to work with him. Cool guy. Like, he was running to games, and he introduced me to... We actually played a lot of Family Feud on the cruise, which is a lot of fun, and he introduced me to this game called Slapsy, S-L-A-P-Z-I, Slapsy, which is a card game. Very hard to explain, but very simple to play. Look it up on the internet if you want to have a crack. And I ended up buying it straight away as soon as I got off there, and me and... the stepkids have been playing Slapsy. Of course, Mariana fucking wins all the time because she cannot lose. But anyway, it was quite an honour to meet Rusty. I've met him before, but great to work with him. Great act. And on that cruise, it was an NRL 9s, Auckland 9s cruise. So I got to work with some NRL rugby league legends, Eric Guru Growth, whose band was on there. Eric Growth and the Gurus. Excellent band. Fuck yeah. Old school. Bill Harrigan, the ref, lovely guy. Very funny in his talk, actually. One-on-one talk with Steve Hart from Fox Sports. Beaver Menzies, I've worked with before. Cool dude. Steve Price, never met. Lovely guy, and his wife. And the legend that is Brad Freddy Fittler. So that was my last cruise, and now I'm on this cruise of my own, and that's why I'm talking to you on my own, sitting, staring into a mirror. Two bottles of water. My gig's on tomorrow night. And, a bit of confusion if I was doing this gig, but I finally worked that out. Caught an Uber. What's with Uber drivers like? When you hit the app, you say, yes, I'd like to request an Uber. Request. I can't speak. Request an Uber. And it says, oh, we'll be there in 5 minutes. By the time I walk downstairs from my apartment, they're there. So what do they lie about the fire? Did they add little bits on there? But anyway, it was a guy in a Range Rover, like a 30-something guy. It was like, obviously had little kids. It was pretty messy. Like, remember when Uber first started, everything was immaculate when he got in that car, and they'd all talk to you, hand you an icy cold bottle of water. Now it's just like getting picked up by, it's like hitchhiking. It's one level above hitchhiking now, I reckon. That, and then they fucking take some money out of your bank account when you get out. I always give him 5 stars or 4 stars or whatever. Is it 4 or 5 stars? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to myself. But, he drove really fast. And I'm not the sort of guy that goes, mate, can you fucking slow down? This is not a race. But, yeah, he was hammering it. So he got a perfect score. So I'm thinking about becoming an Uber driver if you don't have to keep your car clean. Because I like to keep a lot of shit hanging around in the car there. So look out for me. My girlfriend and partner is heading off to Colombia in April, so I think I'm going to do a bit of Uber driving then, because I haven't booked any cruises. So look out for the Mico in the white zombie i30 Hyundai coming towards you. And I'll have a chat. I think it'd be a good premise to ride a... I'm still doing it. Good premise to ride a... comedy festival show. So yeah, Uber comedian. So I mean, I'm a guy of says he's do a lot of things, but he never usually does. But I think I will do that now I've got the nice new car to drive around in. Yes, indeed. Oh, and it is today is, I put this up, probably won't put this up till next week. But, I am 44 days sober since January 1, 2017. I used to do it quite a bit. I used to try to be sober. But yeah, I didn't expect to last this long. I really haven't had any reason to drink. My level of giving a shit about people that are pissed that are talking to me is zero. I can't handle people that can't handle their piss. I always thought I was a pretty good drinker, and I never bothered people with my dribbling in the ear. But yeah, I'm sober, and it's good. I've lost 8 kilos in 6 weeks, but I'm also off the meat. I've had meat twice this year. I'm pretty much vegan, of all things. And I found there's a word for what I am, a flexible vegan, which is a bit dodgy when you think about it. Everyone's a flexible vegan.
Yeah, I like everything without eggs and milk and vegetables. I like vegetables without eggs and milk and honey. But every now and again, I fucking have a leg of lamb.
Yeah, that's pretty much a flagon. But I'm trying to be healthy. Currently, I've read a lot of books. I read the Penn Jillette book, Presto. He lost 100 pounds or something, over 100 pounds going vegan. He has one meal a day. I don't think I could do that. I mean, I just went up. I just had 2 meals. I went upstairs because I don't know anyone on the ship, really. Went upstairs and had a bowl of chips and then come back. And then I just went again for another bowl of chips. I mean, there's some actually good vegetarian food on this one, but I'm trying to do the potato diet. This guy did a potato diet for a year and lost fucking hell, some ridiculous 60 kilos or something like that, some ridiculous amount. He was already vegetarian, so it wasn't such a big stretch, but I just downloaded his book, and there's only like 12 potato recipes in there, so it's quite bland and boring. But it's funny how the brain kicks in. My brain is really kicked into not eating meat. Like every now and again, like probably once a week, I'll go, yeah, that'd be nice to have a piece of chicken. I was with my son the other day, and he had some KFC, which smelled delicious. But it's also the health thing too. I'm into being healthy, and the biggest reason I'm doing this is to get off medication. I actually stopped taking my gout tablets. I haven't taken gout tablets in about 3 weeks. I should go get some bloods checked, actually, see how that's going, so I don't get a gout attack, because fuck, that hurts. And I want to get off blood pressure medication, which makes me fucking really tired, really tired. I had great, horrible headaches at the beginning of, at the end of last year. And, I don't want to live forever. I just want to live the rest of my days well and healthy. So we're into, the second part of, this cruise. I'm doing 2 cruises back to back. Did a 2-day cruise from Sydney down to Melbourne, in Melbourne right now. Last night. Fucking hell, did 45 minutes with a drunken heckler. It was one of those things where, because I walk around the ship and I gauge people when I'm looking for my audience, and this one guy really stood out. It was this drunken bogan guy called Wazza, long hair, goatee. He had like a race car paraphernalia shirt on. And he was one of those guys where he could be pissed all the time or just a little bit nuts. So I'm going to go for a 50-50 there. And I thought, fuck, I hope he... And he was just carrying on. Like, he was loud. That, hey, fucking, you fucking, wherever you go, you could hear him fucking talking, fucking, you know, fucking, just talking like that. And I thought, fuck, please don't come to the show. But then in the back of my mind, I thought, if you do come to the show, sit up the front so I can keep an eye on you. Because if he's in the darkness, I can't really shut him down, because you're just looking to the area where he possibly is. But, yeah, he sat up the front. And as soon as I walked out, I fucking eyeballed him. And I'm like, ah, Jesus, no. And he was straight into me, just fucking, yeah, fucking, oh, yeah, just... just stepping all over taglines and jokes, and but actually quite loving my act, but just being a pain in the ass. So I kind of directed the first 10 minutes at him, which I normally don't do. I normally just have a nice set routine about ship life, which is good for the audience because they go, oh, it sounds like he's just written this, but I haven't. It's been around for about 12 months to 2 years. It's always being added to. But he was kind of stomping all over that. So, yeah, I kind of had to address him for that opening 10 minutes, which is not my go, but I must say being sober fucking helped. I just laughed it off. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, I wasn't enjoying it, but other comedians probably think so. It's kind of impossible to shut down people like that. They're just nutbags, want to be part of the show. They don't get how comedy works. But, yeah, he fucking, whew, he really gave me some. And I was kind of calling for security to come and get him out, but I secretly didn't want them to kick him out because it had gone too far down that road of I'm just talking to the audience to go back to material. I picked up the guitar sooner than I usually do. I do about 20 to 30 minutes of chat and then finish off with 15 to 20 minutes of guitar. But 15 minutes in, I was picking the guitar up. I figured I could just do a couple of songs, do a couple of gags, shut him down every now and again, and still get away after 45 minutes on stage with a pretty good show. And, I was kind of calm through the whole thing. I wouldn't, I wouldn't say enjoyed it, but I handled it. Pats on the back to me for being a comedy tradesman. But, a lot of people afterwards. He actually got kicked out right at the end where I do a song. If you see my show, I do a song about the Australian National Anthem and I mash it up with an Angels song. And the whole thing is the audience has to sing along the No Way Get Fuck Fuck Off bit. And if they don't sing along, it's shit. And I thought he would have been great as the, you know, up the front, leading the charge. He would have been great. And everyone would have thought, yeah, that was pretty cool. He would have got a kick out of it. But my buddy, the security guard, he tapped him on the shoulder just before I went into that song. So I missed an opportunity. I mean, the show had gone to shit anyway. I may as well use him in the end. But I kind of said to the security, oh, no, leave him in. But then the security eyeballed me and says, as if to say, I'm doing my job. Don't tell me to do my job, so apologies to that dude. But, but so many people afterwards during the night as I was walking around, I actually would have liked to have seen him just to discuss what the fuck he was up to. I don't think he would have got a normal conversation out of him, but I would have liked to have just try to get my point across that you kind of fucked up my show, although it was still funny. I think 80% of the people still enjoyed the show, but it really wasn't a show. It was just me bantering with him most of the night. I was always on edge waiting for him to step in, to step all over a joke. But I got to the end and the rest is history. So we're now on another cruise leaving today. And he actually said, because I actually asked, because it was only a two-day cruise that I just did, I figured there'd be people that would stay on because this cruise I'm on now is a five-day cruise. I only last 2 days. I fly home in Hobart. But I'm sure people would stay on for the extra cruise, like make it a seven-day cruise. And he actually said that he would be on the cruise. And that kind of scared me. And but a lot of people said, no, he was only joking. But we'll see, because I'll go looking for him today. And I'm just going to politely tell him to say, I don't think he should come to the show because there's no way of shutting down a person like that. They think they just can't shut up. There's just too much going on in their head. I mean, I don't know what his issues are, but, might have a quiet word. Hopefully he's not here. Maybe he is. I'm still doing that. I've got to stop doing it. Well, interesting twist of events. I'm still on the Pacific Eden heading towards Hobart for no reason at all. some stuff up with programming. So I don't do a show. So I'm just on a cruise, holidaying with other holidayers, and I don't know anybody. I've had a few chats with people, but, well, I'm slightly annoyed, but what do you do? I'm still being paid. That's the latest. I like watching, I'm just people watching, basically. Looking for shit to do, doing some podcasting. That's this shit here. Might write some material, might play some guitar. I went out last night. There was a couple of stage shows on, but not much to do. I thought, you know, yeah, let's be sociable and hang out and go out and hang with the humans. And I found it quite boring. So I watched a bit of TV and went to bed about 10 o'clock. Been a bit crook in the guts. So I've been self-diagnosing myself, which you can do these days. Very expensively on the cruise ship because you're paying for the internet. But I looked up. I had like a burning sensation in my stomach. Felt a bit constipated. Apologies for that word. Isn't that a disgusting word? As soon as someone says constipation or diarrhea, anything to do with the bumhole, people are pretty disgusted. But it is a natural part of being a human being. So I was a bit constipated, had a burning sensation in the stomach. All I can work out, maybe I got an ulcer or irritable bowel syndrome. There's a syndrome you don't want to have. We're all syndrome shit. Irritable bowel syndrome. So that's pretty much it. Just been people watching with possible irritable bowel. I actually feel all right today. My day is waking up, lying in bed, staring at the ceiling. There's a weird rattle next to my bed, and I can't work out what it fucking is. I've been moving around the drawers and active, I know. But, yes, got up, had breakfast, went to the gym, did a workout. That was the clock on my wrist, which is actually called a watch. I was under pressure then. I had to think fast. I'm very forgetful as I age. Did a workout, did some cardio this afternoon. I'll go back and do some weights. Tomorrow I'll get off the ship, sit in an airport for hours and fly home to my loved ones. But I notice when you're on a ship, because I'm working, I'm not a slow walker, I'm a fast walker, which is a huge complaint from my partner, Kathy. I'm a very quick walker. She got tiny little legs, but she could try harder. She could walk faster. She'd be fitter then. See, me with my very quick walking style, I could be making her fitter, but I have to walk slower to keep up with her. Oh, she's going to be shit, have the shits with that on the podcast. She's always gets cranky when I'm negative about her, but I love her dearly. But yeah, I watch people walk fucking even slower when they're on holidays. I get stuck behind them. A lot of wide people. I'm not going to apologize for that. I don't want to be a fat person. I've always tried not to be a fat person, but I am a fat person. I mean, in the process of finally, I think I've kind of nailed it. I think I can achieve not being a fat person for the rest of my life. Get stuck behind these people that are so fucking wide in these tiny little corridors on a ship. And they don't. I know when there's someone behind me trying to get past. People don't have peripheral vision. Is that the word, peripheral vision? They don't know how to get past. I'm like trying to edge past. Excuse me. And they're walking slow, dragging their feet, flipping their flip-flop thongs. Or, and the other one is people come the other way. Even if they're not large, they see you coming. And I don't want to bother people. I'm that person. I understand we all have to exist on this planet together. Oh, geez, I'm getting deep and meaningful this morning because I've got no fucking gigs. Exist on this planet and I try to be kind. So when I'm coming down a corridor and someone's coming the other way, either large or small, but there's not enough room for us to get past, or we're going to touch if we don't squeeze up to the corridor side, I like to go in close. Not to them. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? I like to go in close to the wall. And those people that don't give a fuck, they just head along the same trajectory, is that the word I need? Trajectory, the same line, and just fucking bump into you. And in my head, I think, fuck you, but I never say anything. Maybe I do a No, I don't. I never do that. I'm full of shit. I just exist. I exist trying to be nice to other people. I don't understand how people can be arseholes. It must be an inbuilt thing. I just can't be an arsehole. I mean, probably people probably think I'm an arsehole, but I'm not an arsehole. I think I'm a nice person. Anyway, that's my last little bit of a chat on the cruise. I don't think I'll come up with anything else. Nothing mind-blowing. I'm going to go and edit this. And I will talk to you soon, mind meatheads.
And goodbye in Kazakhstan is Sabol. Sabol. So Sabol to all the Kazakhstani mind meat fans out there. We will be back again soon because I've got a lot of cruises coming up and I might try to do some interviews with some other comics. We'll see you then. Wow, 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 wow